I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, Eden.
Hi, Ione.
And hello to the listeners. Welcome to the Polyester Podcast. I'm Ione, and I'm the founding editor-in-chief of Polyester and the author of Poor Little Sick Girls.
And I'm Eden, and I'm managing editor of Polyester and the co-host of this podcast.
This is The Sleepover Club, a feminist pop culture podcast. We pull apart the hashtag discourse in the hope of making some sense of it all.
Before we get started, please like, rate, review, and subscribe. Ione, do we have any reviews?
We do indeed. 5 stars, my go-to pod. I literally re-downloaded Apple Podcasts just to leave this review. I wish Spotify had more than just a rating. Absolutely love this podcast and hearing what Ione and Eden have to say about the latest pop culture craze. Keeps me up to date and provides me with another perspective. I feel as if I'm just listening to my friends have a chat. It's so comforting. Also love their Instagram at polyesterzine. Always lets me know when a new episode is out, gives me a little teaser as to what I'm about to hear, and puts great visuals to the episode. When I'm in the mood for a pod, the Polyester Podcast is my first go-to, which is by Slug Whisperer in Canada, which is very sweet. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Slug Whisperer.
We also have a new membership tier for podcast enjoyers, Poly Pockets, podcast listeners, in which you can get access to a Discord channel to talk to us about the episode or talk to us about whatever you want, really. And you get added to our close friends on Instagram. It's £3 a month, I think, and you will not regret it.
Support us if you like us.
Please. We've just launched a massive sort of new crowdfunding campaign. So even if you can't support us, if you can go and share any of the posts, it's on Instagram, or tell a friend about the pod, then... Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. That would be lovely.
Thank you. We've also got a new part of the podcast as well.
What do you mean?
Kardashians.
Oh, yeah. It's the second week of the Kardashian podcast. So listen to that. New episodes on Thursdays, and then our new episodes are on Mondays, as you know. Mm-hmm. So today we are deep diving headfirst into a discourse, a narrative that I personally don't want to be a part of.
I'm scared.
Yeah. Eden has already... received wrath for criticising Miss Taylor Swift on the podcast.
And we'll be doing some more of that today, because we're talking about the Matty Healy Taylor Swift drama.
Let's begin at the beginning. Taylor Swift has had quite a wild year. Like, she's with Joe Alwyn for ages from Conversations with Friends, if anyone watched that show. I feel like I'm the only person that did.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, but he's in something else that I watched. What's that? The Souvenir? He's in that.
I think I watched Conversation with Friends.
Memorable.
It was honestly so unmemorable that I could have just not watched it.
It was just like completely overshadowed by Normal People.
Yeah. Well, they were just trying to like recreate the same source, no?
Yeah.
Because it came out like 2 years later. It had Jemima Kirk in it. I feel like I remember it a bit.
I watched 2 episodes and I was like, meh.
So Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn broke up. Taylor Swift embarked on the Eras Tour, which is a big stadium tour that she is doing. I'm not a Swiftie. Okay, let's just get our positions out there. I'm not a Swiftie. I'm not a Taylor Swift hater. My point of view is probably that, like, she has some bangers. I don't understand the hype. Like, I don't understand the obsession around her, not to, you know, invalidate any Swifties. Your interests are valid, but I've never been that girl. What about you, Eden?
I don't like her. I'm gonna be brutally honest.
Why?
Like, I agree with you. I don't get it. I don't get the what the fuss is all about.
Yeah.
Her music is good, I guess.
Some is good, for sure. She definitely has, like, 5 good songs or maybe up to 10.
Blank Space, banger. Cool.
But she's released a lot of music. So if she didn't have, like, 10 bangers in that bunch, I would be like, wow. So the reason why Taylor Swift is being spoken about this week is because she is rumoured to be dating Matty Healy. Matty Healy is the front man of the 1975, previously was in a relationship with FKA Twigs, obviously I've known who Taylor Swift is through all space and time because she's just like been around since we were 13 or whatever. But with Matt Healy, I swear, I did not know who the 1975 were until last year or this year even, like until they did that big tour that they've most recently done.
Really?
I remembered them. Well, don't you remember? The only thing I knew about them before their tours were literally all over my TikTok was that they were a band, eh? Mm. Do you remember when they like ripped off that artist for an album cover or something? There was loads of controversy around that.
The neon one,
yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And I knew that he was Denise Welch's son, and that is it. But since they went on tour, the band, I feel like Taylor Swift fans or the Taylor Swift PR machine and the 1975 PR machine are in overdrive, because that was literally all I saw on my TikTok for about 6 to 9 months. Like, at first, it was them. Now it's Taylor Swift. Harry Styles also in the mix there. And now Beyonce, as we have spoken about. Like, I don't want to see TikToks of live tours. I'm sorry. I just actually don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't care if it's on someone's Instagram story. Like, why would I want it to be all over my TikTok as well?
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to go to a gig, so there's that. So, supposedly, those two have started dating. They've been spotted together a few times. Like, he's been at her show quite a lot. She also was, like, a special guest at a 1975 show recently, no?
Right.
Or the other way. I think it was that way round, because why would people give a fuck if the 1975 were special guests at a Taylor Swift concert?
But he's been playing with Taylor Swift.
He has been playing with Taylor Swift, on
this tour with her openers.
But what I mean, like, this appearance of Taylor predates them being together. I'm pretty sure it was in, like, February before them being together, in inverted commas, because obviously we actually have no idea of the timeline of their relationship because they haven't even confirmed their relationship.
Yeah. This is all just rumours at this point.
It's all just rumours that have set the internet alight. So there is this article called Taylor Swift, Matty Healy, and Ice Spice Controversy Explained by Danny De Placido? How do you say it, Eden?
De Placido, yeah.
For Forbes?
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us a bit about it, Eden?
So why do Swifties dislike Matty Healy? In stark contrast to Taylor's squeaky clean girl next door image, Matty Healy is something of a messy edgelord who has frequently courted controversy from his provocative stage presence, in which he eats raw meat and kisses fans. Weird. To accusations of racism. This bit is so fucking stupid. For years, Healy has given a Nazi salute on stage as part of his performance of the song Love It If We Made It, the lyrics of which highlight the social failures of the current age, as well as the fascist characteristics of Trumpism. Notably, the song contains the line, saying controversial things just for the hell of it. I'm not going to say, like, I get the point, but, like, why the fuck are you doing a Nazi salute? Like, are you sick?
This is the kind of stupid shit that has always existed, though, like, I remember when I was first reading about punk and stuff, and Suzy Sue always used to wear Nazi symbols on her clothing. Like, it was obviously a big thing of that Vivienne Westwood era of the Seditionaries, and I don't know if that's the right era, fashion people don't come for me, but like with the King's Road Shop and like original Westwood, Malcolm McLaren, all the bands, like they wore Nazi imagery on their clothing, and the whole point was that, like, just something really stupid. Like, it's always been stupid and it always will be. Like, the whole point was, like, you know, trying to shock people, shocking for shock's sake, to like realize the stupidity of the world or like the badness of it by shocking people to be confronted by it, like making people confront it to then realize it's awful. But it's like, it's just cheap.
It's convoluted as well. Yeah. It is.
It's convoluted, it's cheap, it's not clever, it's not intellectual. It's just like a cheap shock tactic, which also Matty Healy seems to do a lot of, i.e. Mm-hmm. eating raw meat on stage, like, give a fuck. It was boring in the 70s, it's boring now.
But also it works because it does get him headlines. It works the way that he wants it to.
Tell us more, Eden.
Well, he said he's spoken about his admiration for Kaufman, Andy Kaufman-esque performers.
What's that?
He's like a comedian that was like in character for like his whole comedy thing, and he supposedly faked his own death.
David Bowie did that as well, didn't he? Where he did like a Nazi persona and then was like, it was a persona, hee hee.
Well, yeah, and Andy Kaufman, the thing is that like he would never ever break character, so it's like, right, is this guy actually a dick, or is he playing a part, like, is this a bit? But yeah, Matty Healy said he admires performers like that who create controversial, attention grabbing stage personas and blur the boundaries.
Of what? The boundaries of what?
Dunno.
Like, blur the boundaries
of performance. Of being an edgelord. I'm just saying he described himself as politically homeless this year. And saying that he's not a centrist, but he doesn't really have any allegiance to either side, of the right or the left.
He says, I'm sadly not on the extreme left, but I also think the word centrist has become so ubiquitous it's annoying. I suppose I'm a traditional progressive who is suspicious of wokeism as a viable worldview or device to make things better. Which, is that not just like really similar verbiage to like Elon Musk and every other like far right wing cunt that we've ever met and like we've ever heard about in our lives? Like, yeah, they all say they're fucking centrists. You're not a centrist, grow up.
Yeah.
Just own it. Anyway, in the past, Healy has frequently waded into political debates and voiced support for progressive values, having spoken out against abortion bans in Alabama, called out misogyny in the music industry while accepting a 2019 Brit Award, kissed a male fan during his concert in Dubai to protest anti-gay laws, and invited climate activist Greta Thunberg to make a speech on one of his songs.
Mm.
Okay, I feel like I know more than I ever knew about this man in my life. So, to me, it just seems like he wants attention. Yeah, as you said, like, I feel like he doesn't even have the veneer of, like, political, like, falsely placed political engagement with the Nazi thing, comparing it to punks, which I think both are bad as each other. But, like, if he used to be woke, and now he's opposite, he obviously just wants attention, so he just diverts to wherever he can get the most attention.
Yeah. Like, that's just the trend that's happened, like, so he doesn't really, yeah, he doesn't really have any backbone, I guess.
Definitely not. I mean, you can see that by looking at him. He doesn't look like it.
Yeah, but this is why the way that Taylor Swift fans are behaving is kind of a bit moot, because it's like, but like, he doesn't actually believe himself. So why do you care so much? People have been, like, selling their tickets to Taylor's latest shows, and there was a campaign called like hashtag speak out, or speak up now on Twitter, where they were demanding accountability from Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so basically all the Swifties are upset that Taylor is in a relationship with a problematic man and thinks that she should speak up. They wrote, your voice holds tremendous power and right now your silence is palpable, adding, we urge you to reflect on the behavior, on the impact of your own and your associates' behavior. This sparked another controversy, as some Swifties dismissed the open letter as a manifestation of a parasocial relationship, a term used to describe the misplaced sense of kinship that obsessive fans project onto celebrities who they have never met. I mean, facts on that. So we have been trying to scurry around to find a Twitter thread that went viral over the weekend of she seemed like not young, like a woman in her late 20s or 30s or like maybe even up to 40s. Who did like a 20-thread tweet, lol, I can't speak today, about why she basically felt like she needed to, what's the word?
Address,
like, she needed to scrub herself of any, like, wrong, like, anyone saying she was a bad person for going to the Eras tour, lol, which, okay, are people really doing that? Like, let's be honest. But anyway, so she did this whole big thread, like, I am taking account of, she was white, obviously, like, why? Probably middle American, probably big part of the Swiftie community, and was like saying stuff like, I'm taking accountability for blah, blah, blah. I'm listening to the most marginalized voices in this conversation, blah, 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 blah. This is a painful time for all of us, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I'm off to New York now for the show. If you see me posting, don't give me shit about it. See you later.
Yeah. So like, what was it all for? What was the point of it?
Yeah.
Do you want to make yourself look better?
Is this not like, not to like massively overgeneralize on who Taylor Swift fans are, lol, but there's a bit in your research which I put a note on. Let me find it. Okay, fine. So this article, no, it's a TikTok, more or less, more TikTok, and we'll speak about it afterwards, like more generally, because the points are really good. But this TikTok said she has previously grappled with feminism, LGBTQ plus rights, political activism, voting, speaking out against hate, etc. No, she hasn't. Like, I'm sorry. She literally had to make that Netflix documentary where she like came out as not being a Republican because everyone assumed she was a Republican. Like, everyone thought she was right wing. And then shortly after that, she made that really embarrassing video with all the Queer Eye guys. Do you remember it?
Where they're like sunbathing.
Yeah, and it's like drag queens are in it as well, I think. I feel like she gets a lot of the like light of her fan base because her fan base probably grew up online, most likely on Tumblr, most likely or younger, but as in like her OG fan base. So I remember she was a really big thing with like Rookie Reader.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And like, yeah. Harvey wrote about her, and like, so I feel like she gets like a lot of those politics rubbed off on her and projected onto her when really she has never outwardly said she's a good person. And that's not to say she's a bad person, but she's never really said anything. Like, she's always been very quiet. She's always not really said opinions. So it's not as if she's like, I don't know, Lizzo. Like, do you know what I mean? She's not someone that's consistently putting out like progressive ideas into the mainstream media. She's very silent, unless she doesn't have to be, because she's literally, something is affecting her brand. Like, the Republican thing was affecting her brand, and that's why she spoke out.
Also, why do people expect her to speak out? Like, she's a musician. She's not an activist. She's not doing anything, really, to be overtly political.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like, there's a different, I think something that's become murky is that like, there is a difference between being an activist and like just being a decent human being. And like, if your boyfriend is making Nazi salutes and like laughing at racist jokes about Ice Spice, then you should call it out, because that is the person that you're sleeping with.
Yeah,
like, that's not being an activist, that's just not being a cunt. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah She hasn't, and that's what everyone's livid about.
Yeah, it's kind of twofold, like, because I do think there is an overblowing, like a overextension of this situation and what people expect of her as a celebrity, to like, you know, rationalize all her choices. People obviously feel a lot of ownership over her as a woman in the public, which isn't good. But then this man is actually bad, like, and it's kind of worse, like, okay, neither situation is worse, but like, makes it all the more fickle if everything Matty Healy does is like some weird twisted irony satire joke. Because as you said, it means he doesn't even mean it. So all these people being angry and upset is just for literally like one man's ego, which is kind of more depressing than if he was literally like a balls to the wall fascist.
Yeah, because it's like, wow, why even saying it? And also, I feel like a lot of Taylor Swift fans are young. They won't understand that. Like, and I think that's why people have kicked off so much.
People see it as like a very personal attack. And obviously, like, me and Eden aren't in the persecuted groups. Like, we're not Jewish and we're not women of colour. Wait, do you want to explain what he did to Ice Spice before we talk about Ice Spice?
Yeah, so he went on to the Adam Friedland Show podcast and he just started talking about her. He didn't say the worst things that were said about Ice Spice, but they made jokes about Ice Spice's like race and like where she could possibly be from. Just kind of threw a few jabs at her, insulted her, and Mighty Healy was laughing at all of this. But it kicked off because like they've been pretty horrible to Ice Spice.
Yeah, we're obviously not going to repeat because you could, it's very offensive if you want to see.
And then I think everyone was shocked that he would even choose to go on a podcast like that in the first place. But I just proved the point.
What is the podcast for, like, people that don't know it?
Adam Friedland Show.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess it's like the kind of the things that Matty Healy is trying to be anyway. It's like they don't really have any political stance. They just want to make offensive jokes.
Yeah.
But that just kind of proves the point that, like, he doesn't really care. He's just doing it because he thinks it's funny.
I saw this video as well. So, yeah, so he was mean to Ice Spice. And what I hate about him, like, I feel like he's just such a slippery fish. Like, he's like the worst kind of person you will ever meet. Like, yeah, the type of person that will literally say these jokes with their whole chest, which probably means he believes it a bit. Do you know what I mean? But then, like, at any sign of resistance that is actually meaningful, he will just back into himself, be like, oh, sorry, I'm just a stupid little man. Like, yeah. I saw this video of him at a gig being like, oh, like, he comes on really sheepishly, and he's like, oh, had to apologise to Ice Spice today. And, like, I'm just a little man from wherever the fuck he's from. And, like, this is a crazy life, and I didn't think that, like, just a little joke about Ice Spice would do this, and I've had to DM Ice Spice because I'm just, like, a nice bloke at the end of the day, aren't I?
It's like babying himself.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, just say it with your chest if you're going to be an absolute bastard. Like,
yeah,
I have no, it literally makes my skin crawl thinking about it. Do you know what I mean?
But now Taylor Swift's done a song with Ice Spice.
Okay, so let's just, so Taylor Swift has done an awful remix of Karma with Ice Spice, which keen listeners of the pod will remember that I said Karma as a song anyway is just a ripoff of CSS Music Is the Pop of Sex, because it is.
The song is so bad. It's just like she's been like shoehorned in, like, and for what? For what reason?
It's like that video, do you remember when like Jessie J, Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj were in a song together and like you could just tell they'd literally never met in their whole lives.
Yeah.
And like they were all CGI'd into the same like green screen and that was job done. This is like worse. Yeah. Honestly, I implore you to go watch the video. Like Ice Spice saying facts while Taylor Swift is CGI'd as a giant mountain and Ice Spice is the clouds literally is living in my head rent-free. But it's bizarre.
It's so weird. It just doesn't make any sense.
It came out 26th of May last week in our time, 2 weeks ago in podcast being live time. It's just so bad. And like this, and she went on, she was like a special guest at one of Taylor's shows and like she's just walking alongside Taylor Swift going like, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like so obvious what they're trying to do. Like, do you think we're stupid?
I don't know. I'm coming to refute this narrative. So apparently people are saying that obviously it's like a big cover-up for Matty Healy's behaviour, people calling Taylor Swift like a racist by proxy, etc, etc. So this article called Taylor Swift is apparently dating an alleged racist and is now using a black woman to cover her ass by Cambria Ross for the Huffington Post. So this writer, Cambria, is saying, after a few days of silence from Swift, I officially put her on pause. I stopped listening to her music and I gave all of my friends whiplash by announcing that I was done with her. Then Swift doubled down on ignoring Healy's glaring flaws, saying at a concert that she has never been happier. Neither Swift nor Healy have confirmed the dating rumours. On Wednesday, she announced the remix with Ice Spice. I was flabbergasted. Swift is essentially using the woman who her supposed boyfriend mocked to say, see, if Ice Spice doesn't think I'm bad and still wants to work with me, then it's all okay, right? I had a lot of questions. Did Ice Spice know Swift was dating Healy when they recorded? Would Ice Spice drag Healy in a verse? What about the suspicious timing of the release amongst all the backlash? This collaboration also gives Swift's predominantly white female fandom an excuse to ignore all of her indiscretions and continue to idolise her, despite the fact that a racist, deeply problematic man is still reportedly her boyfriend. Basically, it's obviously saying that, like, Taylor Swift has a lot of privilege and is shielded by her whiteness and her womanhood from backlash, which is all true. And then, like, TV writer Francesca Ramsey pointed out in this TikTok, Swift is an evil genius who has built a parasocial relationship with her fans throughout her career. Loads of shit, basically, like, yeah. But. I saw a TikTok. TikTok detectives are on the case. I don't know the timeline of Taylor Swift and Matty Healy dating. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not that deep into it.
The law.
But there's a Polaroid of, like, Ice Spice and Taylor Swift in the studio, which shocks me to my core because I am surprised they were ever together.
Yeah.
And Ice Spice has the same acrylic nails that she did in early March. Remember when she performed at that festival and everyone said she was bad and it was her first festival performance.
Okay.
So it was early March when she recorded this song with Taylor. Unless there is some, like, next level Photoshop going on, which I'm... Or maybe it's AI.
Maybe it's AI.
But I'm inclined to believe that this is kind of just a coincidence. I think maybe her team said... great, this is a great opportune moment, like, great, let's put it out now in the middle of the backlash. Like, it could have been planned for whenever, we obviously don't know, but I am inclined to believe that the whole thing isn't, like, a big horrible move.
You just think it's a bad coincidence?
Yeah, I don't think, like, Ice Spice is Taylor Swift's puppet. Do you know what I mean? But maybe they decided, oh, let's just push it up a few weeks.
Yeah, I think that's what's happened. Like, I guess, well, these comments that Matty Healy made about Ice Spice on that podcast were in, like, February, I think. And that kind of, like, made him, like, not more famous, because they're already kind of famous, but I just feel like, it, like, people were talking about him more, like, after that, because he's just stirred up so much controversy around himself.
It's just, like, a progressive incline over the last, like, 6 to 9 months, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, because he became notorious for, yeah, doing these, like, weird kooky things, and then he went on Chicken Shop Date, and, like, blah. Like, it's been a steady incline. And, like, also, I think it is worth noting that, like, to my knowledge, and again, I'm not, like, deep in the lore, 1975's fan base is mostly teenage girls. So, like, there's a big crossover in fan bases there, like, of young white women. So my kind of point, which I don't really know how to phrase it, is that there's probably more shared ground between those two than there is differences. Like, it's easy to be like, Taylor Swift is, like, a beacon of, you know, innocence, and she loves cats. And Matty Healy's, like, a horrible edgelord. They have the same fans.
Yeah.
And the 1975's fans don't give a fuck if Matty Healy is an arsehole. Like, maybe some of them do, and, like, the same with Taylor's, but I'd say the vast majority of people do not care, which is... I don't know what it is.
Well, like, Taylor Swift isn't going to feel the pain of you selling your ticket to go and see her. She's already made a million.
Yeah, she's made the money already.
Yeah.
You're not returning it to sender either. You're just selling it to a different fan, right?
Exactly. Like, yeah. I don't know. She definitely... she would have said something by now if she cared, but she doesn't, so...
I don't know about this, because I do feel like celebrities are told not to say things.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other really big controversies. Like, a lot of really big controversies just come and go, and we do forget about them. So, like, we're in the eye of the storm with Taylor Swift and Matty Healy right now, but next year it'll be something else.
Yeah.
Next month it'll be something else. Next week it'll be something else.
I think her fans especially have such a strange relationship with her, where they expect certain things from her, or they kind of, like, put words into her mouth almost. It's like, she hasn't said that.
But also, I would say, like, which one of the pieces of research reminded me of, is that, like, she stokes those flames herself. Like, the anti-hero video has, like, a big bit in it with John Early and a couple of other comedians where they're saying, like, oh, maybe there's a secret message hidden in there. Or, like, maybe, like, she stokes the flames of... no, she knows what her fandom do and she plays into it. So, like, now that it's not working in her favour, I think it would be naive to just, like, you know, put her hands up and be like, she didn't ask for any of this. So I think, especially with some of the political stuff, but also maybe this is just why celebrities try and keep their hands clean now, like, in terms of, like, Harry Styles not coming out or whatever. But, like, he's a bit more vocal, but, like, you kind of avoid controversy more if you say nothing about anything.
Yeah, if you keep this shroud of mystery around you.
Yeah, it's very calculated. Like, it's also something Beyoncé does, you know what I mean?
Yeah, very, very true.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Taylor Swift is epitome? Like, she is associated with that kind of, like, pink pussy hat, Hillary for president era of feminism. But I think it's by association rather than, like, in actual facts. And plus also that feminism is completely fucked anyway, so why would you expect anything better from her?
Yeah. Do you know she has comments turned off on Instagram?
Does she?
Yeah.
That's how you know it's getting to them.
Exactly.
That is how you know it's secretly getting to them.
Of course it is, yeah. All of the comments have been turned off.
That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. But like you said, if you silence people, or if you just don't say anything yourself, the discourse can kind of only continue for as long as it can, like, to a certain point, because she's not allowing fans to fuel the fire on her personal Instagram.
Also, not to be afraid about this, but I have heard she's a bad person. Like, from very refutable sources, that she is a bad person.
But, like, no one can get to that level of fame and not be horrible.
A bad person.
I just don't believe it. Like, and all these fans have a parasocial relationship. Like, oh my god, I'd love to hang out with her. I'd love to do this. You wouldn't want to, because I'm sure she's horrible. I'm sure. No offense, I'm sure Beyonce is probably the same.
Oh, it's so strange though, because, like, I feel like Taylor Swift, like, embodies that a lot more than someone like Beyonce or Rihanna or someone. Like, obviously, personally, I think that I could have a nice time with Rihanna if we ever met, but that's by the by. But, like, I was watching my favorite morning TV shows last week, and, like, Lorraine or something was going, oh, we love Taylor, she's just the type of girl that you think you could have a drink with. Like, it's like, what the hell is going on?
No,
like, everyone from, like, 15 year olds to, like, 60 year olds think that Taylor Swift is a good person.
No, she's so far removed from the real world and reality because she's been famous for so fucking long.
Yeah,
like, I'm sorry, but I don't believe it. Never meet your heroes.
Never meet your heroes. Normal. Although I doubt we're anyone's heroes.
No, but we are nice.
Yeah, we are nice. We try. That's it. Wow, I can't believe we spoke about that at ease for 30 minutes so easily.
I know. I think this is gonna be a controversial one.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Eden.
Thanks, Ione.
Thank you to Olivia for editing, and thank you to all of you listeners. Obviously, we would love to hear your thoughts on Instagram or in our reviews or whatever you would like. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.